So why are women put in this category separate from the four Varnas? So Shudra, Vaishyas, and then Vaishya, Shudra and Stiryas are talked about. So are women not according in a particular Varna? I would say there are two different things going on over here. Say in one case was that traditionally women or marriages would happen within the same caste. That means otherwise the marriage would call it pratilom or anulom. Now, if the marriage is going to happen according to the same caste, then obviously the woman has a caste, isn't it? So it's not that you can call the woman as not having. So there's a woman who's a brahmana, or brahmani you could say, and she will marry a brahmana. There's a woman who's kshatriyani, she will marry a kshatriya. So obviously, for marriages to happen in the same caste, women have to have a varna. And if you look at it from the philosophical perspective, each soul comes to the body based on its, comes to this life based on the karma that they have done in the previous life. And they have their psychophysical nature. So that psychophysical nature will fall somewhere among the four varnas. So naturally, women have a varna. So the way a kshatriya, a kshatrayani, will conduct herself will be very different from, say, a brahmani will conduct herself. Because their varna will affect their social contribution, their personal disposition, everything. So definitely, women have a varna. Now, it's not that women get a varna only when they marry someone. Now, it will be a little difficult if a brahmani marries a kshatriya, then will she take up the kshatriya role? So that sort of things will have to be adjusted. But in general, the woman has her own varna. Now, just like all of us may have multiple identities. Say, I may be an Indian. You may be an Australian or whatever. So now, this is your identity. But also you have an identity that, okay, you are a youth. Somebody may be a teenager. Somebody may be a middle-aged person. So we have multiple levels of identities in the world when we are functioning. So from one perspective, okay, everybody here is Australian. Another perspective, yes, Australian also, there are different age groups, there are different financial groups, there may be different ethnic groups. So here the stress is not, Krishna has already said Chatur Varne Maya Srishtam. And the way he has spoken it in 4.13, it is inclusive for all of humanity. There are four varnas. And it is another point which we could say is that if you want to look at, traditionally it was said that one should not marry somebody who is an outcast. So if women did not have a caste, would that mean they wouldn't be outcast? Then everybody would be marrying outcasts then. Which would make no sense at all. So definitely women have varnas. And that is the varna usually, you could say, if the parents of, like the Brahman and Brahmani unite in proper consciousness, then they will attract a Brahmanical soul, whether it is male or female. If it's not by birth, then it's by psychophysical nature. You can observe, even some women are more intellectual, some women are, they also have the managerial nature. Some women may have more of a financial consciousness. The different women also have different nature. So we could identify the varna of women also. Here, the focus is not listing varanas. The focus in this verse is on talking about those people who are traditionally considered unqualified or less qualified for spiritual life. So they are Shudras, Vaishyas and Stryas. So why women? Because as I said, they have a more emotional nature. And they, in that sense, may not be interested so much in philosophical analysis. So Vaishyas and Shudras just interested too much physical work and money. So this is not a listing of varanas. This is a listing of the categories of people who are traditionally considered to be not qualified for spiritual life. And that's another category of this, Papa Yonaya. That is where, and the previous Acharya explained, that is where all the outcasts come. All the people who are outside Varanashram come. So everybody who may be traditionally considered unqualified for practicing spiritual life, they are all considered qualified for the practice of bhakti. Bhakti can take them to supreme perfection. So, this is not talking about Striyas being a separate varna, but rather, is listing categories of people who are considered traditionally to be not so qualified for practicing the philosophical approach to spiritual life.